सक्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः वृंदा वै तुलसीदेव्यै प्रिया वै केशवस्य च कृष्णभक्तिपदे देवी सत्यवत्यै नमो पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्तख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशवपिगाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि भूतैर्महद्भिर्जयिमा पुरोविभु निर्माय शेते जदमूषुपुरुष भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मक सोऽङ्कृशिष्ट भगवान् वचांसि मे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमः
नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Hare Krishna. We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 2, Text number 1. Please repeat after me.
Vidura Uvacha Bhave Silavatam Sreshthe दक्षो दुहित्रिवत्सलः विद्वेषम् अकरोत् कस्मात् अनादृत्यात्मजां सतीम्। विदुर उवाच भवे शीलवतां श्रेष्ठे दक्षो दुहित्रिवत्सलः विद्वेषम् अकरोत् कस्मात् अनादृत्यात्मजं सतीम्। विदुर उवाच भवे शीलवतां श्रेष्ठे दक्षो दुहित्रिवत्सलः विद्वेषम् अकरोत् कस्मात् अनादृत्यात्मजां सतीम्।
अनादृत्यात्मजं
by your translation, the main translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Vidura uvacha. Vidura said, Bhave, towards Lord Shiva, Srila Vatam, among the gentle, Sreshthe, the best, Dakshaha, Daksha, Duhit Privatsalaha, being affectionate towards his daughter, Vidvesam, enmity, Akarot, did exhibit, Kasmat, why, Anadritya, neglecting, Atmajam, his own daughter, Satim, Sati. Translation. Vidura inquired, why was Daksha, who was so affectionate towards his daughter, so envious of Lord Shiva, who is the best among the gentle? Why did he neglect his daughter Sati? Purport. In the second chapter of the fourth canto, the cause of the dissension between Lord Shiva and Daksha, which was due to a great sacrifice arranged by Daksha for the pacification of the entire universe, is explained. Lord Shiva is described here as the best of the gentle because he is not envious of anyone. He is equal to all living entities, and all other good qualities are present in his personality. Shiva means all auspicious. No one can be an enemy of Lord Shiva's, for he is so peaceful and renounced that he does not even construct a house for his residence, but lives underneath a tree, always detached from all worldly things. The personality of Lord Shiva symbolizes the best of gentleness. Why, then, was Daksha, who offered his beloved daughter to such a gentle personality, so intensely inimical towards Lord Shiva, that Sati, the daughter of Daksha and wife of Lord Shiva, gave up her body? We are in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So according to the 10 subject matters that are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Atra sarga visargascha sthanam posanam utaya manvantara isanu katha nirudha mukti asraya, this post creation, secondary creation, is described in fourth canto. Some of us may be thinking, we have already heard enough from second canto, third canto before, like how sons of Brahma were created from his mind and different parts of the body. So when living entities are created from Brahma, that is considered as secondary creation. So everything already gone. In third canto we have heard, now we are here to hear about the descendants, the daughters of genealogical order of the daughters of Manu Maharaj. Then why this canto is again considered as the post-creation? Very interesting, yes. So, point is, Visarga Paurusa Smrita. Even this Visarga, the secondary creation, is being done by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. That means, Even the Brahma is creating in this universe. Without getting the mercy of the Supreme Lord, he cannot do anything. Then the next step is, even though this aggregate is created by Brahma, still that is not enough. After creation is completed, living entities strive for spiritual emancipation. How can they get their spiritual emancipation? Again, without being favored by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the creator, original creator, living entities will not be able to attain spiritual emancipation. That's why the four topics, four episodes or four discourses are there in this canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is giving an understanding why this is considered as secondary creation. Means, living entities can attain perfection in their lives by following dharma, artha, kama, moksha, chaturvarga. So here in first seven chapters, it is described that how daksha who attained perfection by the execution of the religious principles. Then in next five chapters, it is described how Dhruva Maharaj attained perfection by executing the religious principles in terms of, he attained perfection on the path of artha. He was an artharthi. Then about Prithu Maharaj, he attained perfection on the path of kama. Then this Prachina Barhi and Prachetas, their story has been described in next eight chapters. And they attended perfection, the moksha. So this is why this canto is called post-creation. So here we are hearing from Vidura. Vidura asking question to Maitreya after hearing from Maitreya about how this daksha, he was so expert in performing material activities and he was performing this great sacrifice to elevate his position in this universe being ordered by Brahma. Then he was such a nice personality and he had given birth to 16 daughters. And how come this nice personality, he picked up a quarrel with his son-in-law, whose qualities are described in this verse. And to such an extent, as a result of their quarrel, his beloved daughter, Sati, she gave up her body. How is it possible? So here he is asking a question, very intelligent question. We can see his question is opening different paths for the practitioners of Bhagavatam to concentrate on the different features of the Lord and his pastimes. On this verse, today we will be mainly focusing on these two, three words. The first line, it says, Bhave Silavatam Sreshte. Bhava, Lord Shiva, Silavatam Sreshte, is the best of the gentle. So we will be mainly focusing on these two words to understand this verse and the question of Vidura. And we'll take some references from Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya, Krishna Lila, and we will see what is the importance, what is the greatness of Lord Shiva and Daksha has been narrated in this question by Vidura. So here it is said that Bhave Silavatam Sreshte Daksha Duhitrivatsalaha Vidvesham Akarot Kasmat Anadrityat Madam Satim. Here he is saying Silavatam Sreshte. He is saying Lord Shiva, he is the best among the gentle. And in the next verse you will see he is considered as Nirbhairam चराचर गुरुम शांत विग्रहम आत्मारामम हु इज आत्माराम कृष्ण हु इज चराचर गुरुम कृष्ण राइट एंड हु इज शांत विग्रहम कृष्ण नाउ यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड ऑल दीज क्वालिटीज आर देयर इन लॉर्ड शिवा दैट्स व्हाई इट इज सेड एनीवन who distinguishes between Lord Shiva and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the lowest of all. And don't mistake it, this sentence. Here, this Shiva means Mahavishnu, who is Sadashiva. That is his position in this context. So, we will see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also appreciating Lord Shiva. So here, he is Charachara Guru, he is Shilavatam Shrestha. That means, what is his position? It is said, one of our acharyas, he is commenting that Purvam hi dakshakvita bhavad vesa bhavad vesena abamanat yoga sangyuta sati deham ajahat, which we have already heard before. That the reason is that Sati's father, Daksha, used to chastise Lord Shiva. In spite of Shiva's faultlessness, Sati knew her husband was free from any fault. And still, her father was chastising her husband. Therefore, before attaining a mature age, Sati gave up her body by dint of mystic power. So this we have already heard before. Okay? तत्र दक्षस्य भवेत् वेश असंभवम् सो बिकॉज दक्ष सन इन लॉ इज लॉर्ड शिव दैट्स व्हाई हाउ कैन ही बिकम इनिमिकल टू हिज सन इन लॉ इट इज इम्पॉसिबल दैट्स व्हाई विदुर इज आस्किंग दिस क्वेश्चन व्हाट इज आस्किंग दक्ष भवे कस्मात् विद्वेषम अकरोत् इति Why did Daksha become inimical to Lord Shiva? Bhavati asmat iti bhava sarva udbhava karanam. Main point we are coming now. Bhava. Now our acharyas they are commenting on this word bhava. Here Lord Shiva has also got many names. Why particular name bhava is being addressed here. He says, Bhavati Asmat Iti. He's pointing out Lord Shiva. He's saying, this Lord Shiva, he is the cause of everything. Everything is coming from him. Some of you may be confused. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Are you giving a different explanation? No, I am not giving a different explanation. You will understand from the same Krishna when he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was glorifying Lord Shiva. Okay, we'll come to that point. So here it says, everything is coming from him, who? Asmat, Lord Shiva. This Shiva is the cause of everything. Sarva udbhava karanam. He is the cause of the manifestation of everything. How can you understand this? It's very simple. We have understood it from Srimad Bhagavatam. Is Mahavishnu, which is Sadashiva, is glancing on Prakriti, then everything starts to manifest. Isn't it? So if this Mahavishnu, who is Sadashiva, does not glance at Prakriti, can you think of this material manifestation? No. That is the beginning. Even the Aham Bija Pradapita, he is the seed-giving father. But after that, he is not personally involved with the material natures. That's why his manifestation as Sadashiva is the prime cause for this creation. Understood? So that's why Bhave Sila Bhatam. So this Bhava, who is the cause of all manifestations in this manifested world? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going to Jagannath Puri and when he was going through Ekamrakanam, the present city name is called Bhubaneswar, he stopped at Lord Shiva's temple, that is called Lingaraj temple, and he was offering prayer to Lord Shiva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna,
who is saying that aham sarvasya prabhava, the same Krishna when he is coming in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is offering prayer to Lord Shiva. What he is saying?
Namo namaste tridaseswaraya bhutadinathaya midaya nityam.
He is saying, Namo namaste tridaseswaraya bhutadi nathaya midaya nityam. He is saying, bhutadi nathaya, bhuto adinathaya, I offer my respectful obeisances to him who is the origin of all living entities, adinathaya. He is the pita, adipita of all the living entities. Who is saying? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. And who is he? Midaya nityam. Mid is another name of Lord Shiva. Means Shiva, son, mangalam karoti iti Shiva. He is the reservoir of all auspicious qualities. Sri Prabhupada is saying in his purport, Shiva means all auspicious. How to understand him? He is all auspicious. These three quality incarnations of the Lord, Brahma, Vishnu and Lord Shiva, they have particular activities to accomplish. Lord Vishnu takes charge of persons who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, that is Vaishnavas. He takes charge of the Vaishnavas. Okay. Then Lord Brahma takes charge of persons who are very much attached to material activities. Then what Lord Shiva is doing? But Lord Shiva is so kind that he takes charge of persons who are in gross ignorance and whose behavior is lower than that of the animals. Therefore, Lord Shiva is especially called auspicious. You can understand the greatness of Lord Shiva? Huh? So, that's why Lord Shiva is auspicious. So, here then you can say, okay, he is auspicious and everything is coming from him, he is giving shelter to all these degraded entities. So what? No, understanding is not limited with this. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is giving some advanced understanding for the devotees of Lord Krishna or for the Vaishnavas. He is saying, Sri Rama Mukund, Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Saure, Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Ityadi Namam Ritapanamatta, Vrindadhipaya Khiladukhahantre. What is he saying? He is saying, Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Saure, Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Ityadi Namam Ritapanamatta. These names of the Lord, Sri Ram, O Ram, O Lord Ram, O Govinda, O Sauri, O Sri Krishna. Devotees, they address the Lord by different names like this. And they are Bhringa. Bhringa means these bees, you know, bee, they go into the flowers to suck honey, nectar. And they are so intoxicated with the honey, they forget to come out of the lotus petals. They remain under the lotus petals. And these devotees of the Lord, who are like that of the bees, who are intoxicated with drinking the nectar from the flowers, these devotees, they are engrossed in chanting the names of Krishna, Govinda, Rama, Mukunda, Sauri. And what Lord Shiva is doing for them? Lord Shiva is accepting the role of a monarch to give them all protection. Can you understand the monarch? What a monarch is doing? Monarch gives all kinds of protection to the citizens. So Lord Shiva is becoming a monarch for such kind of devotees who are accepting shelter by saying, O Krishna, O Govinda, O Mukunda, O Sauri. Not only that. And he is saying, Akhila Dukkha Hantre. He is not only giving them protection, but he is destroying all miseries from the path of their devotional service. That is Lord Shiva. Now you can understand? That's why he is asking this question. Oh, such an elevated personality is Lord Shiva. How come this Daksha, who was simply interested in performing Karmakanda section of the Vedas, was inimical to Lord Shiva? Can you understand the importance? How he is asking this question? Then he says, dharmat bhava kama katham tam disyati tatra. He is saying, this Daksha, who was interested in dharmic activity, that's why he was performing yajna. If somebody is not interested in performing yajna, dharma, why he would perform sacrifices? So he was performing dharmic activities, and this fellow, he was performing dharma, at the same time he became so inimical to such an elevated personality like Lord Shiva. How is it possible? Then he is saying the qualities of Lord Shiva. See, who is Lord Shiva? Shilavatam Srishti. To understand this Shilavatam Srishti, we will see. Actually, in Nectar of Devotion, it is described about this quality called Shilavan. Krishna is Shilavan, means like Bhagavan. Bhagavan, who is the possessor of Bhaga, opulence. Similarly, who is the one who is the possessor of Sila? Sila means one who is never disturbed in the provocating situations. So you can see, when Lord Krishna, you know this story of Samantak Jewel from Krishna book. This Satrajit was residing in Dwaraka, one king, he had this Samantak Jewel, and Krishna told him, all opulence should stay with king. Please, my dear king, you give to Ugrasena. But he didn't listen to Krishna. And after some time, his brother Prasenjit, he went to the jungle and he was killed by an animal called tiger. Maybe one tiger killed him. Then again, the tiger was killed by a bear. And that bear took that Samantak Jewel. I'm just giving a hint of that story. Then finally, when this happened, then this Satrajit, he started blaming Krishna. He said, this is the activities of this crooked fellow. He was asking me before, please give me this Samantak Jewel. I didn't give him. Now he has done something about it. And he has stolen this jewel from me. And he started spreading this blame on Krishna all around Dwaraka. Then Krishna thought, I have to do something. Krishna knew what has happened. Then accompanied by his associates in Dwaraka, he went to that place where that bear was residing. Then he killed him and brought that Samantak jewel back. And when he brought that back, what did he do? This is the quality, Shilavatam. Krishna, he brought that Samantaka jewel back from that bear after having a vigorous fight with him for 28 days, and he is coming to give it return back to somebody who was blaming him. And what he was doing at that time? He just came back and he told him, Satrajit, look, you are thinking wrongly. I didn't do that. This is what had happened. He explained the whole history to him. And please, you take your Samantak jewel back and live happily. Shilavatam Srishti. And one of the acharya, he is saying that he is remembering this story when this Samantak jewel was later on taken by Akrur, and he went to Kashi. Actually, it's a very interesting story. This, then afterwards, what happened? This is Satadhanva and what are the other personalities? Kritavarma and Akrur. These three personalities, they came together and they made a conspiracy to kill Satrajit and take that jewel from him. And it so happened Satrajit killed him at the time Krishna was in Dwarka. Then, you know, he was informed this has happened. And then Krishna came back and he was chasing him. Then he killed Satadharma, but he didn't find the jewel. Then he came back and he understood, oh, Akrura has taken this jewel. Now he is in Kasi. Then, this time, this Uddhava, he is writing one letter. He is saying, Dhrityasya pasyati gurun apinapuradhan sevam managapikritam bahudhab dhupaiti abis karoti pisunes svapinabhya suyam silena nirmalamatihi purusottamayam. Silena nirmalamatim matihi purusottamayam. Here he is narrating that quality of Krishna. Silena. What he is saying? Akrura, don't worry about him. Maybe you are afraid that you have taken away jewel and you have acted against the desire of Krishna, he will not be harmful to you. He is Silavatam, Silavan, Silena. So it said that Krishna ignores severe offenses committed by his devotees. Dhrityasya pasyati gurun api na aparadhan. Gurun api aparadhan na pasyati. He never sees the severe offenses by his devotees. That's why in Guru Vandana we sing sometimes that Tumasthane aparad tare harinam. Haristhane aparad tare harinam Tumasthane aparad nahi kairan. See, Krishna is so merciful. Silavadam. That is the quality of Lord Shiva also. Vaishnavanam Nathasam. So he is addressing Lord Shiva. Silavatam Sreshte. So how come this person can become inimical to him? Maybe there is some other reason. What is the other reason? Then he is going forward. He is saying, Sambandha Vicharena Api Vesasya Ajuktattam Aha Duhitri Vatsalaiti. If you see, if you consider this fact in terms of bodily relationship, who is Sati? Sati is the daughter of Daksha. And he is Duhitri Vatsala. He is very much affectionate to his daughters. So here's one question can be asked. Okay, Daksha had 16 daughters. Maybe he is affectionate to some other daughter. We don't know whose daughter he was so much affectionate to. Okay, you see. And somebody may say that here it is said, Anadrityat Majam Satim. So he had 16 daughters and he may be affectionate to some other daughters, but not this daughter who has got married with Lord Shiva. Anadrityat Majam. He may have some sort of another. Maybe he didn't like this fellow. That's why he is inimical to Lord Shiva. No, he is saying, Satim, you remember, who is this daughter? Nanu putri dosat dvesah krita iti asankya aha. Somebody may think that this daughter may be at fault, that's why his father was inimical to her husband. But no, don't mistake it. Who is this daughter? He is Sati, the great goddess. So see how he so intelligently asking this question by addressing Lord Shiva as Bhava and narrating the quality of Lord Shiva as Silavatam Sreshthe and Satim. He got married with Sati. So then one more thing we need to discuss, that okay, here he is inimical to Lord Shiva and he is such a great personality, who, Daksha, who was engaged in performing religious activities. And what is the cause? What is the root cause behind him becoming inimical to Lord Shiva? In subsequent discussion, you will see pride. He was very much proud of his position. Who? Daksha. That is the root cause of his envy. So, as a devotee of Lord Krishna and follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, Prabhupada, we need to see through ourselves how this pride is acting upon us sometimes. Sometimes maybe I am having a big position and I commit some mistake, then all on a sudden my authority asks me to undergo some punishment. And when they punish me, oh my God, how can they punish me? They can remember my contribution to the society. Don't know, I have been staying here for so long, I have done this, I can prepare whole list of services what I have performed. Who you have performed to? Oh, you are, because now you are in the business world. You have done something, that's why you do not deserve any punishment. That should, you know, equal, that should equalize your wrongdoing. No, that should not be the understanding. Rather than that, as a devotee of Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why can't we think like that? Oh, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so dear to Srila Prabhupada, has given me shelter in his movement. And even though I do not have any good qualities in me, still, out of his own causeless mercy, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has manifested before me in form of punishment. Oh, let me see this punishment as an opportunity for me to rectify myself and humbly submit myself at the lotus feet of my Guru. But many of us do fail to understand this thing. Many of us actually. Why? That's why we need to focus on the prayers of the previous acharyas. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Asesa kamana ridimaje mat buddhi dambha parayan mada matta sada visaya mohita hinsa garbha vibhushan. We should go and pray to the Lord by remembering these prayers by the previous acharyas. What is my position? My position is asesa kamana ridhi majhe mor pudhi dambhi parayan, pudhi dambha parayan. I have got unlimited material desires. Do you recognize sometimes that I have got unlimited material desires? Not always. Krodhi dambha parayan. I am full of anger and I am puffed up with false ego. Indeed, I am always intoxicated by false pride. Mada matta sada visaya mohita. And I am overwhelmed by the thoughts of material enjoyments. Visaya mohita, mada matta. I am intoxicated and overwhelmed by material enjoyments. And hinsa garbha vibhushan. Garbha means pride. This anger and pride has become an ornament for me. Can you imagine? Yes, we do. Like, you know, if I can become proud of my position, we think that is how we can decorate ourselves. That's why accepting the act of being proud as an ornament, we, as a devotee of Lord Krishna, even sometimes wants to show our pride in the world. Try to understand this. Because this highly elevated personality like Daksha, he was proud of his position, that's how he could develop enmity towards Lord Shiva. Now, just now we heard about what an elevated personality he is. And there are so many Vaishnavas in our world, in our movement. If we develop a bit, a tinge of enmity towards any Vaishnavas in this society, now you can imagine what will happen to our sadhana. So, Bhagavatam is meant for those who really want to change themselves and become a true follower of Lord Krishna, think of him and enjoy. Actually, execution of spiritual life is full of enjoyment. They can really relish it and understand it. That's why Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Paramahansa Sangita. So this is the Sangita of the Paramahansas. So I should pray to Prabhupada and previous acharyas and beg for their mercy so that we can develop taste to understand Srimad Bhagavatam and apply it into our own lives so that we can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by staying in Srila Prabhupada's movement. I will stop here. Yes, please.
What are the appearances of the holy name? Just to consider names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Ramachandra, equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. And also, it is said that out of these 64 qualities possessed by
Krishna,
the 64, Shiva only has 55. So I don't understand, how can Lord Shiva be equal to Lord Vishnu? Yeah, because you said somebody who thinks that, who makes a difference between Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, they are like, you quoted them.
So, see, what is the name of our philosophy? Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. Simultaneously it is different and equal. So we have to understand here, as I mentioned, here this Shiva Tattva is very complicated. That offense where it is explained that one who considers Lord Shiva or any demigods equal to Krishna is an offense. But those people, they have not understood this Shiva Tattva as Sadashiva. Without understanding the position of Lord Shiva as Sadashiva, they consider the other aspects of Lord Shiva is equal to Krishna, that is a severe offense. But those who have a complete understanding about this Sadashiva and the manifestations of other aspects of Lord Shiva, Sadashiva, they will never be bewildered. They will respect everybody. Just like one time Srila Prabhupada, he was going to a demigod's temple. And some of his disciples were there. And he told his disciples, we will be going to this demigod's temple and just follow me whatever I do. Prabhupada went there and he just offered his respect to the goddess and he left. He didn't talk to anyone. He didn't do. A devotee of Krishna, he respects the demigods. Respecting the demigods and finding fault with them and offending them are different things. You understand? So here, by understanding, by recognizing the quality of Sadashiva and respecting him in that way, as I explained to you, by getting reference from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Namo Namaste Tridaseswarayo Bhutadi Nathaya Midaya Nityam, where the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is addressing Lord Shiva as Bhutadi Nathaya. In that regard, if we understand the position of Lord Sadashiva and the aspects of Lord Sadashiva and respect them in that way, then it is not an offense.
Okay, thank you for that answer. So I have a follow-up question. Sadashiva, is he Vishnu Chakra or Shiva Chakra?
Khilam jatha dadhi vikara visesha yogat sanjayate nahi tatha prithagasti heto yaha sambhutam apitatha samupaiti kariyat govindamadi purusham tamaham kariyam. I think you have been to this Hariyar Kshatra, you have seen this deity. Harihar. That is the manifestation that Shiva is coming from Vishnu, Tasada Shiva. Who, like you see, Krishna, then Balaram, then first Chaturbhiva, then from Sankarsana, then second Chaturbhiva, then second Chaturbhiva Sankarsana, this Sadashiva is coming, right? So he, who, where he is coming from? He is coming from him, just like yogurt is coming from milk. The point is that activities, that work can be done by the application of yogurt that cannot be, that may not be done with milk, unless milk is transformed into yogurt. But that work can be done by milk, cannot be done by yogurt. Because yogurt cannot be transformed into milk. So this is how you should understand the position of Sadashiva and Vishnu. Am I correct? There are so many other senior devotees. Please enlighten me.
Vaikuntha. Sadashiva, he hasn't done any of the material service yet, so he's not turned into yogurt as Sadashiva, has he?
Who? Sir, I didn't get you.
Sadashiva, he's an expansion of Krishna and Vaikuntha, as a Vaikuntha planet.
Yeah.
So he's still milk.
Yeah.
But when he expands into the material world to do the service, that's when he turns into yogurt.
Yes.
So in that sense, he's one.
Yeah.
Hare Bol Prabhu. Quick question. Wonderful class. Because of Lord Shiva's special position and as a great Vaishnava devotee of Lord Krishna, all his lower worshippers, the worshippers that approach him in the lower modes of ignorance, the ghosts, the bhutas, the demons, the rakshasas, they worship him. By worship of this Vaishnava, isn't there a fundamental element of elevation for all these souls eventually, because even though they don't know of Lord Shiva's glorious situation and his wonderful position, but because these lower entities are worshipping Lord Shiva, aren't they elevated?
Yes. That's what we heard from Srila Prabhupada's explanation, where he is saying that those who are in gross ignorance, ignorant mood, whose behavior is lower than that of the animals, Lord Shiva helps them to elevate, uplift them to the spiritual consciousness. Like it is said, Vaishnavas are like touchstone, sparsamani. Just by being in contact with a Vaishnava, darsane pavitra karai tumargum. Very presence of a Vaishnava is purifying. So that means when such kind of degraded living entities who are in the gross mood of ignorance, they constantly remain in association with Lord Shiva, one day they will get chance to elevate themselves into the spiritual platform.
Again, I was going to ask, in the class, you mentioned Mahavishnu, and then you mentioned Sadashiva Mahavishnu, especially in relationship to the generation of all the living entities.
Generation?
Of all the living entities, and therefore, because Mahavishnu glances over the material nature, he injects all the living entities into the material nature with that glance. He's considered the father of all the living entities, or whatever. But then you were identifying Sadashiva with Mahavishnu. So I'm confused about who's who and who does what. And I wonder if you could clarify it for me.
As far as I understand, maybe you can rectify me if some of you know better than me what I have understood. Sadashiva and Mahavishnu are the same.
So what is that? Are they two separate personalities? For example, I understand that Mahavishnu lies on the coral shore ocean.
Yeah.
And Sadashiva lives in Mahesh Dham, just a little bit above the Brahmajyoti. So I want to know, how is it that Sadashiva and Mahavishnu are the same personality? I know that Advaitacharya is sometimes described as Mahavishnu and then sometimes is described as Sadashiva.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're saying that Lord Vishnu, who lies on the causal ocean, Mahavishnu, Kanodash Chai Vishnu, that's Sadashiva?
That's what I have understood. Johnny Vasper, would you like to enlighten us on this point?
Because the Sadashiva, or Shiva expanding from Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu is the cause of that Shiva, who begins the creation, then he's considered the same. Because he's the same as the cause. Just like in later on in the creation, it begins with the Ahankara. And then all the different elements take place. And it says all these elements are the same as the Ahankara because it's the cause, so they're considered also expansions of the Ahankara. So similarly, the personality of Sadashiva is just the same as Lord Vishnu because he's emanated from Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has expanded himself as Sadashiva. So therefore the same, but then the element of the adulteration comes in of yoga. It appears he comes with the glance. The glance is also carries Lord Shiva. It becomes actually non-different than Sadashiva, the glance. And along with Ramadevi, so he's still Vishnu there. Sadashiva, along with Ramadevi, the goddess of fortune, then when they actually enter the material existence, then he transforms into Shambhu, and Ramadevi transforms into Devi, Mama. And so that's the actual yoga transformation at that point, when they enter into the material manifestation. Actually, Prabhupada summarizes it very nicely. He says, probably in this canto, I believe, that Krishna never touches the material world, but when he has to, he does so in the form of Lord Shiva. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't touch the world. So when he does touch it, his service is to manifest the universe, etc. And when Krishna has to deal with the material and the attached material, he does so in the form of Lord Shiva. So he's the same person, but he just assumes that quality to deal with the material enemy.
Thank you, Prabhuji. It's very difficult to understand, right? If you can rectify me, Prabhuji. The Sadashiva aspect is one aspect of Mahavishnu. Is it right to say like this? Sadashiva aspect is one aspect of Lord Mahavishnu. That's why he is same. At the same time, he is doing a particular activity which Vishnu is not doing. Can you say like that? Yeah. Deals directly with the material nature, yes. Please repeat it, yeah.
There is a form of Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha world. And that Mahavishnu is actually an expansion of that Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha world. So again, another Shiva, Sadashiva comes from Mahavishnu and enters into the material world and becomes Shambhu.
Yes, Rajendranandan Prabhu.
I had a couple, so I could repeat what you said in class and later on when speaking with other devotees. Could I get some references? You start off explaining how this canto is called the secondary creation, and you spoke of Daksha, Dhruva, Prithu, and the Prachetas. You lined them up with Dharma Artha Kama.
Dharma Artha Kama Moksha, yes.
So where is that from, and which Acharya is saying like that?
This is from, I think it's Bala Prabodhini by Gridhar. Okay, I'll tell you tomorrow. I cannot remember.
Okay.
I'll tell you what is the Acharya's name. If you want, I can give you. You go and see the commentary.
You can tell me tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. first verse in the first, fourth canto, first chapter, verse number one, commentary by Giridhar Lal. Yeah, there are actually 10 Vaishnava Acharyas, actually more than 10 Acharyas, they have commented on Srimad Bhagavatam. They are all bona fide Acharyas. And they are coming in all these four different sampradayas we have. And he is one of these four sampradaya Acharya. He has commented, he has given his commentary. And I can tell you his name, tomorrow I will tell you his name. As far as I remember, his name is Giridhar Lal. If I'm not correct, I'll tell you tomorrow.
That's in the book that Prabhupada used with all the commentaries. Of the
yes, book. You go to Prabhupada's room, room in Lotus Building, you will see he has got this. There is an edition from Ahmedabad. I am forgetting the name of the press. Around how many, maybe 100 years ago, they had published all these commentaries by, it's called Astacharya Tika. And mainly all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they follow that part of the commentaries. And Prabhupada, he used to follow those commentaries. The proof is that, you can ask, you are not there, how do you know? You go to Prabhupada's room, you can find those books are still lying there with Prabhupada. And here also in Bahrampur, when you go towards Kachatwa, there is a city, comes in between, called Bahrampur. In Bahrampur, they used to have one press, called the Ram Narayan Vidyaratna. That was also around maybe 150 years ago or 200 years, something like that. At the time, they also accepted those commentaries and they had published. And those commentaries, they had published in Bengali script, Sanskrit but in Bengali script. And our Acharyas, they have accepted those. And he is one of those.
And the verse with all the names of Krishna where the devotees are like bees in the lotus flower, what was that from?
A verse?
Yeah, there's a verse you're saying so many different names of Krishna and then the devotees are like bees. What?
Sri Rama, yeah. Govinda, Mukunda, Saure, Sri Krishna, Arayana, Vasu. That is from Murari Gupta's Karcha.
The name?
Diary from Murari Gupta.
What's the name of that book?
Murari Gupta Karcha.
Karcha.
Who is a diary? Chaitanya Charita, name of that book. Actually, originally it is coming from Murari Gupta Karcha. The original writer of this verse is Murari Gupta. And now it is coming in Chaitanya Charita. I don't know who is the writer of Chaitanya Charita. Murari Gupta. Yeah, that means.
Thank you.
I'm very much glad that you are not blindly accepting what I am just saying to you. Very good. Thank you, Prabhuji. We should be like that. Not that, you know, whatever somebody says, just accept like that. Now, where is the reference? What you are saying? Yes. There has to be reference. Otherwise, you are not gonna fight. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Gaur Bhaktavinda ki. Nidai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.